Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
County fair in the country sun. And everything is true.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. If you have a question or a comment, here's how you do it. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's good to always good to hear from you when you subscribe, and let me know if I can do anything to help you. Let me introduce you to our new friend. His name is Jim Hayhurst Sr. Jim formerly, at one point in time, owned the largest PR company ad agency in Canada, and he sold the company and started another company based on an experience that he had. He's the author of an outstanding book called The Right Mountain: Lessons from Everest on the Real Meaning of Success. His new book is called Where Have I Gone Right? He's our new friend, Jim Hayhurst. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you here. You know, Jim, I've done a lot of things in my life, but what I'm doing right now is a first for me. I've never actually spoken to anyone who had climbed Mount Everest. I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was an extraordinary experience. I was 45 years old at the time when I was first asked to be a part of the climb, and I thought I was too old, and as I say, too
I was
going to
say, that's a little long in the tooth for the Everest climb, isn't it?
Well, I thought so, too, and so I said, no, I wouldn't be a part of the climb. And then my son Jimmy, who was 21 years old at the time, said he'd like to try out for the team. And so I said, okay, well, let's both try out for the team. We won't make it, but we'll have some great fun together. Well, we made it. And then I went into training my way, and he went into training his way, and we went to Everest. And as I was saying earlier, that it was an extraordinary father-son experience, and I think that was the greatest thing that could possibly have happened. We had a chance to, as he says, see my father fall down and not get up sometimes, and I saw my young son take charge of a group of 14 people, all that were older and more responsible than apparently he should be, and he took charge of them, and I began to realize that, you know, we weren't a father-son in this climb. We were peers. We were partners on it.
Wow. What a great experience, and the lessons that you learn, I know, are chronicled in your book, The Right Mountain. But in terms of success, and one of the things we're going to do today is I want you to do today is help our small business audience think about that, because I love talking about success and how to approach it. In terms of success, what did you learn? What's the most important thing that you learned on Mount Everest?
Well, I guess what is the definition of success? Because what we've wandered around for years kind of talking about success as just a word. And then if I sit down and talk to people and I give inspirational speeches around the world and I start off usually saying, what is the definition? And most people don't have a real definition in their terms. They've thought about it a little bit and they think, well, maybe it has to do with money or power or prestige or status or something. But when you push them into a corner, they haven't got a written definition of success. And as I say to them, you know, if you don't know where you're going, how the heck will you know when you get there?
That's right.
So we sit there, and I try to get them into a corner. And I think that the true success is the attainment of purpose without compromising your core values.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, means you have to know what your purpose is, and you have to know what your core values are. And Everest taught me that, because I watched two people die, and they died because they were trying to do something that everybody else said they should do without deciding whether or not it was appropriate for them, their core values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things I know that you stress in your book are the importance of knowing your core values and your core skills. And I want to talk about those in a minute, but I want to come back to this idea of defining success. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I tell people that I've learned, I think, is that success, if you're going to really be happy in life, you've got to learn how to define success in more ways than money and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you were talking about defining success a minute ago about the different things, but happiness has got to be in there somewhere in your definition of success, hasn't it?
Oh, I think it does. And if you talk to the number of people who are kind of lying on their deathbeds and looking back at their lives and saying, you know, do I feel successful? Do you feel successful? The majority of them will say no. And one of the reasons is that they weren't true to who they were, to what their core values were, and they went after money or power or prestige or status or whatever it might be. And they find themselves at the end of their lives lying there, and they've obviously lost their health. They may have lost their families. They may have a lot of money, but the only people coming to see them are their lawyers and investment counselors and accountants kind of thing. And they look back and say, you know, if I had to do it over again, I think I'd do it very differently. And what
right.
I try to do, and I think what you're trying to do is to say, hey, people, do a little thinking in advance. Do some prevention work here.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time up front trying to think about what is important to you, where you're going to get your satisfaction, and then live your life by that.
When you talk about where have I gone right, is this, are you talking about, we have some of the members of our Brain Trust talk about catching your employees doing something right. Is that what you're talking about? Are you saying, you know, make sure you look around to find out what it is that you're doing right rather than what you're doing wrong?
Well, what happens typically is that if we get into trouble, I mean, if we lose our jobs or a marriage breaks up or whatever it may be like that, we tend to say, oh, my goodness, I'm a bad person. I've done a whole bunch of things wrong. And we start in that kind of circle that takes us down, 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 down. And what I'm saying is, no, don't do that. If you want to find a way out of this, look at where you've gone right and give yourself credit for that. So look at the times when you, you know, helped a little brother, you know, get across the street or catch a ball or got a shine in a car or whatever you did where you say, gee, that felt really good. And use those things as templates to try to decide the kind of stuff that really makes you tick, where you get your real satisfaction. And then you can pull out from those activities your skills and your value systems. And when you find skills and values that occur again and again and again and again and again, those are core skills and core values. And so if you look at where you've gone right, instead of looking at where you've gone wrong, you open doors for yourself. You get horizon gets broader. And you say, look at all the things I can do.
Well, that's the reason why I encourage people to learn how to define success in multiple ways. Because, you know, Jim, as you know as well as I do, your business, if you're so wrapped up in your business is going to let you down sometimes. Your family may let you down sometimes. Your friends may let you down sometimes. If you don't have other places to look for success, as you said a minute ago, where are some areas that I've done right? Whenever your business lets you down, if you can't look and find a family or a faith life or something where you can say, okay, everything's okay over there, so this just must be something that's happening in this one area.
Well, there will always be blips without questions. And you'll end up saying, you know, gee, things aren't going right in that area. I've been sick for a little while or whatever it might be. And as you say, family or jobs, whatever. I think, though, that values are deeper than that. If you go down and dig and say, you know, what is really critical to me? What are the things that motivate me? And what motivates you, in fact, are your values? And if you say, for the most important thing to me is that I maintain my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Or the most important thing to me is that I give myself to a greater power. Or the most important thing to me is my family. And if you maintain
Jim,
that...
Jim, hold up. Pardon me. I got to interrupt you. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. We're going to get Jim to tell us a little bit more about how to understand what our core values are so you can make sure that you are on the right mountain. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jim Hayhurst, the author of Where Have I Gone Right?
Yeah,
shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We're back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and visiting with our new friend Jim Hayhurst Sr. He's the author of Where Have I Gone Right? He's also the author of The Right Mountain, which is that your first book, Jim?
Yes, it is.
And that one did very well. And folks, I encourage you, I've spent some time in Jim's book here, Where Have I Gone Right? And it's outstanding. I think you'll find some wonderful perspectives for your life, for growing your career, your business, and dealing with human beings, and especially the human being that's inside of your clothes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, tell us a little bit about the Right Mountain Company.
Well, the Right Mountain offers career counseling. We offer coaching. We do inspirational speeches around the world and workshops for corporations. I'm on my way to Germany in a couple of weeks to work with Coca-Cola in Germany and the Nordic countries. So you can find out about us at www.therightmountain.com.
Therightmountain.com, okay.
And it's R-I-G-H-T because we're trying to find what is the right mountain for you. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can get me at jim@therightmountain.com. So
all right.
We try
and,
to...
And your books are, your books are available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, they are indeed. In fact, the Right Mountain book is in 7 languages now, so it's kind of fun to see it in Chinese.
Congratulations.
Swedish. Thank you.
Jim, I want to come back to the core values that that you talk about, and also hopefully we'll get into some core skills. And even if we don't today, we're going to get you back on another day and continue this discussion because we've got a lot to talk about. But help us understand how to, you know, some of us might be saying, well, I know what my core values are, and I'm right on point, but we might be thinking that we understand what our core values are and that we're being true to them, but we might not actually be. How do we fix that?
Well, it's interesting. I had a client in here yesterday who is 42 years old, has a young family, two kids, 4 and 6 years old, and he's just working through the section in our process that is about core values. And he came in and he said, you know, I feel pretty good. I think I've got my core values down here just absolutely perfectly. And I said, that's great, Bob. Let's talk about them a little bit. And he said, well, the first one for me is achieving success. And the second one for me is maintaining my integrity. And the third one for me is my family.
And that was, and he actually put them in that order.
He put them in that order.
Wow.
And I said, well, isn't that interesting? I said, let me ask you a question. If you got a phone call right this very second, and that said that your daughter had fallen off the slide in the playground and was in the hospital unconscious, what would you do? He said, well, I'd run right down there right now. And I said, but if you were in the middle of a big business meeting and it was important to make this big sale, what would you do? He said, well, I'd run down to the hospital. I said, well, then how can you tell me that achieving success is number one for you? I mean, surely what you've just said is if you have to put one against another, you chose your family, you'd run right down there. Success can't be number one. He said, well, I thought I had to have success because then I could provide for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you better think about what providing for your family means. Does it mean just money? Or does it mean being there when she wakes up in the hospital and seeing her daddy there?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, boy. He said, I guess it means family is number one, doesn't it? I said, well, I can't tell you what is number one because for each of us it's probably going to be different. But you've just described a situation where you would run to your family in a moment no matter what was going on. When we were at Mount Everest, my son Jimmy was hanging over the side of a cliff. He was about 4,000 feet straight down, it seemed, and he had hold of a rock, and he had a rock between his pack and his bum. And he started to slip a little bit, and we were able to save him, fortunately. But people asked me afterwards, you know, if he'd started to slip some more, what would you have done? And I said, well, it's pretty hard to say, but my guess is I'd have had to go after him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way I wouldn't. And that's because family's right at the top of my list in terms of values.
Right.
And if he'd slipped off the side and I was standing there, I don't think I could have lived with myself. So understanding these values and what motivates you and what helps you make decisions is absolutely vital to not be looking back over your shoulder and saying, you know, I wish I'd done it differently.
One of the things, though, Jim, and this, let's take the drama out of this and let's not talk about a broken leg or a fall off of Mount Everest. Let's just talk about a ball game. Let's just talk about a scouting event or something like that or you know, some kind of a play. And this is where small business owners really have challenges, is how to balance.
Oh yes.
How to balance the business meeting you were talking about with the afternoon play at the school. Sometimes it's hard for us to do that, isn't it?
Oh, it's very hard. I mean, I've started 12 businesses over my career, and that always comes up because
were they all successful?
No, they were not all successful.
Thank you for your honesty.
There is no question about it. Not all successful in either financial terms or personal satisfaction terms.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a part of it, too. You were talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when I was doing things that I thought I could make a buck at, but I hated doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally sat down and said, why am I doing this? Why don't I do things that I enjoy that give me a sense of satisfaction that I feel good about?
Jim, our commitment to our businesses as small business owners has to be great. But that commitment weaves such a fine seam between us as the humans and us as the business owner, us as the family person and us as the business owner. It weaves such a fine seam that sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the two. And I got about 20 seconds, so I'll get your thoughts on that.
Okay, it is absolutely difficult. And that's why I say if you come back to your values and you can have them in, if not a priority, as you describe them as kind of a tag team, you say, my family is really critical. And if there's a real issue for the family and it's a real issue, I should be there. And if it's a real issue for the business, then, okay, I'll try to get the acceptance of my family to me going off and doing the business thing. But find out where the real issues are, where the real impact you can have is going to be most. Go to that one.
It's one of the reasons why small business owners usually don't nod off in the middle of the day, Jim. Jim Harris, will you come back and do this again?
I'd love to, Jim. Thank you very much.
We'll love to have you back. Jim Hayhurst, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with Joanna Brandy. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.